Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. So, how was your week? I hope that it was peace-filled. Of course, we are still looking for silver linings in all situations. And if you haven't done so, please go back to season one of Natural Mystic Podcast and check it out. It's so many jewels there, and it just sets the tone and the mind frame for this season. I am not just a loud talking weirdo. I slowly transitioned into this. So how was homework? Homework was to reflect on your childhood, those days of being fearless, those times of falling over laughing, the times where you didn't have to worry about bills, where you didn't have to worry about what you were going to eat or a roof over your head, just times of laughter and doing chores, you know? We felt safe, we wasn't stressing about things, and we had such feelings of bravery. Most of these feelings took place between the ages of 1 and 7 years old. This is when your first chakra is developed, your root chakra. As we grow, get older, the more we start to develop our chakras. For the first is the root chakra, is represented by the color red. Now, the root chakra is responsible for enabling us to feel safe and secure. That's why it's the foundation for us as humans. The basic needs are food, water, shelter, and security. As kids, we didn't have to worry about that because it was already taken care of for us. But as we get older, that foundation is now relying on us. And then some of us, we have the nerve to have children. So it's understandable for, you know, your root energy to be a little unbalanced from time to time. Without your foundation, life can definitely feel like a dark place. But I have great news for you. Our Father gives us so many ways to heal from these issues. So if you've noticed that you worry about, you know, things a lot, or if you don't feel safe and secure, then we may need to address your foundation, your root chakra. We discussed the emotions related to this, you know, the anxiety, the lack of trust, isolation, always worrying, fear, trouble concentrating, and difficulty to sleep. Now, you know, these are just the emotions of it, but we also, with different energies, when they're blocked, the physical problems occur as well. We're not just getting old. We just need balance. So when your root is off, or when, you know, when it's blocked, we have issues with the physical issues. We have issues with our bladder, colon, our lower back, legs, feet, bowel issues. I'm sorry, I'm childish. I'm gonna grow up. Listen. Okay, I'm sorry. Arthritis, fatigue, weakened immune system. Now, along with the, you know, emotional aspect, which is your mind, there are physical issues, which is your body, that can affect our soul. Alignment is mandatory. So speaking of alignment, there are several ways to get there. God doesn't just drop us off somewhere stranded. He gives us ways to get back to the state of serenity. So starting off with the first way of healing is colors and food. Now I say that they're together because we should seek foods of the color red. Each energy has its own color. So we should seek these colors during times of unbalance. If the root is off, we should be wearing red, looking for the color red. We should be eating red fruits and vegetables such as cherries, strawberries, raspberries, beets, red onions, red peppers, red potatoes, red it out. We have to be intentional with healing because no one feels our pain like we do. And it's on us to address that. So another way of, you know, to get your foundation back in balance is grounding. The element associated with root is earth. So in addition, or, you know, as an option, we should also, you know, just go outside without our phones, go outside barefoot and feel the ground. Because this element is associated with this energy, the energy of the ground benefits us. Grounding neutralizes our positive charges by absorbing our electrons to balance us out. We literally exchange energies. We go out and, you know, give the earth our bad and it gives us the good. We are exchanging energy. This leads to improved sleep, reduction of stress, and lower inflammation. Our Father, again, equipped us with so many ways to heal without doctors and meds. And just a side note, we'll get into holistic living, but we have to do better at eating right and drinking plenty of water as well. But we just have to acknowledge the malfunctions and take the necessary steps to adjust. And we must be honest with ourselves. Do we have times of fear? Do we feel insecure? Do we isolate ourselves? I know I have. My anxiety was so bad that I didn't even like to go get groceries, and that's something simple and mandatory. But as I started to heal those insecurities, I started to appreciate myself more, and I stopped caring. Stopped caring about the opinions of people who do nothing for me. And it seemed like a weight had been lifted, you know? Now, I still have moments of anxiety, you know, and fear, but it doesn't last long because I remind myself of who I am and whose I am. I remind myself that doubt is non-existent and to breathe and relax. And as always, it works out just perfectly. It works out just fine. And speaking of that, you know, speaking of just being fine, you could be perfectly fine. You know, you could be in alignment. Your root chakra could be aligned. And I apologize for rambling on about something that has nothing to do with you. I do apologize. But for those of us who, you know, still need work with our alignment, when we get aligned, once we get to where you are, we will experience all the goodness that you are. We will experience the goodness, things such as peace, feeling of calmness. It will be easy for us to relax. When in balance, we tend to make wiser decisions, feel more vibrant, laugh more easily, and not stress as much. Now, this sounds like the life that we are trying to live. A happy, peace-filled, stress-free life. The life God intended for us to live. We really don't have to work that hard. We have the ultimate cheat code. It puzzles me how sometimes we stress about things that we can first give it to our Father and then start doing things as well. The healing methods that we have discussed, we can start to, you know, apply those. Faith without works is dead. Meaning, we can believe something that will, you know, we can believe that something will happen all we want. But if we don't start doing things or start taking steps toward that goal, then we're doing really nothing. We have to be deliberate. We have to have a plan, a strategy, and then just start checking off those boxes. It's totally possible. Totally possible. I am an example of what a mess looked like, a hot mess looked like, actually. But I'm also an example of what a diamond looks like. Diamonds are the hardest known material on earth. It has to undergo intense heat and pressure to form. Every diamond has a unique pattern, and none are the same. There are no two diamonds that has the exact same pattern. We are all diamonds. We all have gone through the same, you know, well, not the same, but we have all gone through some pressure and some heat, and we will have to go through it in the future. But I know that it made you stronger, and it will only continue to make us stronger. I know it made me stronger. And once I realized that life is going to life, people be peopling, and it's on me to worry about me, I started looking for ways to accommodate me, you know, to accommodate myself. And that's what we have to do to make life easier on ourselves. And speaking of making life easier, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for breath. We thank you for life, not only our lives, but we thank you for every living thing. We ask for your healing grace. We ask that you heal us from worry, heal us from doubt, heal us from the old wounds. We love you and we thank you in advance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Good people, thank you. Thank you for being here. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I thank you for that. Homework, of course, leading out is to reflect on our current foundation, not, you know, growing up, you know, not how it was when growing up, but, and we can a little, but don't dwell on it. But the main goal is to focus on the current situation, the current foundation. How calm is it? Your livelihood, your security. Are you happy with it? Is it peaceful? That's the goal here. That's the goal with working with our root. We have to, you know, to have peace. We need to be relaxed and we need to feel safe. So just reflect and start making plans of alignment. Eat that color, you know, eat that color red. Wear that color red. Feel the ground, for that is your foundation. Love y'all lots. Love y'all lots. I hope you have a beautiful, calm, peace-filled week. Until next time, good people.